Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome today. We are going to start our program off with something called the B note. All across the country, people are producing local currency. This is actually something that was pretty commonplace in the 19th century and the 18th century, but it's coming back in the 21st century. And how's it work in a town like Baltimore? We're going to talk about that with two of the folks deeply involved in it. Jeff Dickin is with us. He's executive director of the Baltimore Green Currency Association. And Jerry Reitzik, who works for the Baltimore Green Currency Association when he's not juggling, laying bricks, or causing trouble around the town. And Jeff and Jerry, sounds like a cartoon. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. Good to be here.
The number is 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com as well. Log on to Facebook. I'll see what you have to say there. And we look forward to you being part of the show at 410-319-8888. So, Jeff Dickin. Talk a bit about what this B-note thing is.
Well, it's real local money. It's a local currency that can be used right now at over 130 small independent merchants across Baltimore. There are more than 20,000 B-notes in circulation. We just launched in April, so we're not even 8 months into this after launch, and already 20,000 out there, which is pretty good adoption rate so far. What it does is to help people think about where they're spending money. You know, do they want to take their money to a large corporate retailer and have it leave the city, never to come back? They want to take it to the small independent merchant down the street who might be their neighbor, might be their friend. That dollar, three times as much when you spend a dollar at a small independent retailer, stays in your community, right there in your community. And with B-notes, it's even higher.
So, but how does it work? I mean, you just can't print money out of thin air. Or maybe you can, but I thought that was against the law and you go to jail for those kind of things. So how does it work?
Actually, it's illegal to mint coins in this country, but it's not illegal to create a paper currency system, a local currency system. So we thought that this was one of the most beneficial things that we could do for the city in the wake of the economic crisis, a great way to localize our economic power, to take back our economic power from the banks and the corporate retailers. For every $10, you get 11 B-notes. That's the exchange rate. So there's an automatic 10% discount buying into B-notes and taking them to any of these over 130 locations.
So for 11 bucks, you can trade $11 in and get $10 worth of B-notes.
$10 gets you 11 B-notes.
Gets you 11 B-notes.
So there's actually a 10% benefit.
Gotcha. That's right. Gotcha.
Yep.
And so how does it work?
Just like money. You take it in, you spend it, you get things for it, everything you need in your daily life.
So how does the retailer work with that? How do they not lose 10% on the deal?
Oh, so the 10% is built into the system, and that's one of the beautiful things about the dynamics. The retailer doesn't give up anything. So when they take it in, they're taking it in dollar for dollar. And when they spend it, if they spend it with another supplier who takes B-notes, they're spending it just like a dollar. So it comes in like a dollar, goes out like a dollar. They can get services for their business like printing, repairs. They can give them as change to help them recirculate. They can even give bonuses to their employees or pay their employees partially in B-notes if they elect that and spend money locally anyway. There are a number of ways that they can recirculate them or use them for their business. And then if they still have B-notes left over, they can cash them back in for dollars at the reverse rate. It's 11 B-notes goes back to $10.
So how does this end up being viable economically? You'd have to have a huge number, it seems to me, of small businesses taking part in the city for it really to work.
Well, I think we're really hitting the tipping point here. We've got businesses in a number of different categories. We've got lawyers, we've got cafes, we've got a bakery. You can get a beer at Liam Flynn's Ale House. You can get hammer and nails at Bell Hardware. I mean, these are practical things. You can take your B-notes out, get 10% off at any of these places right off the bat just by using B-notes, support your local economy, and then you know that you're sending the value of your money right back into the economy to do work here for us, for the residents of Baltimore.
Jerry, chime in. You're the one who brought this to our attention.
Such a pleasure. I feel so fortunate to work with these people who I am now part of, you know, at this currency association here in Baltimore. And I've been around Baltimore for a long time. I was born and raised here, and I've known Mark for a long time. And I've been involved in many projects, social justice projects. And at this time in history, it's seems like this is a time when everything is shaking. You can look around wherever you want to look around, whether it's education or health or the environment or the economics. Everything is shaky. So this looked like a really good project for me to be involved in to help establish some kind of a system here in Baltimore that would be for us.
I mean, so ultimately the idea is that, I mean, this still has to be backed by greenbacks, right?
Currently, yes. We hold the dollars that are exchanged for B-notes in an account, a capital account. It's just going to sit there and back the system. This is a way of localizing commerce, and it goes beyond paper money. I mean, this is really – there's a study in Grand Rapids, Michigan, if I could highlight this.
Yeah, please
done
do.
By BALI, which is the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. And this was done in Grand Rapids. What they found is that a 10% shift in people's spending of their disposable income from corporate chains to small independent merchants would result in over 1,600 new jobs, $53 million in wages, and $137 million of additional economic activity just in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And this is all from just a 10% shift in how people are spending their money, taking it from the corporate retailers, putting it into the small local merchants. That's powerful.
It is powerful. I mean, if it can take off in community, I'm one of the listeners. If you're listening to this and hearing this, what are your ideas? Would you use a B note? What questions do you have about B notes? 410-319-8888. The idea of what business in your community might take them, and how you would, and how you might want to, whether you would want to be part of it. Think of your, I don't know, your local barbershop, your local beauty salon. A grocery store in a community. Of course, many of our communities don't have grocery stores, but the ones that do. Any number of ways. Maybe their hack services would use them. People that take hacks all over Baltimore City, right? So 410-319-8888. Let's think about this and how you might use this and how this might work. Now these B-notes come in what denominations?
So far, we only have ones and fives. So we've got a one B-note bill equivalent to a $1 bill and a five B-note bill equivalent to the five.
And on the one is?
Frederick Douglass is on the one. And we've got a quote from him there. He says, "I will never belong to any party other than the party of freedom and progress." We wanted these to be beautiful. We wanted them also to be very inspirational. We wanted people to pick them up and say, wow, this embodies my city. This embodies my community. This also embodies my ideals.
Let's go to the phones. As soon as I get the notice, I can jump to this caller. I will. 410-319-8888. Think about this. I mean, one of the things I said to Jerry Reitzig before he came in were two things that people have said to me kind of questioning the B-notes, raising questions about them. One was that some businesses are saying, look, it's hard for them to do business with B-notes. They limit the number of B-notes. One restaurant I talked to said, we'll only take, I think, up to, one said $50, one said $100 in
sure.
B-notes because they can't really use them when they go to buy their produce or go to buy whatever they're selling in the restaurant. So there's kind of limitations.
Yeah, that's a very common feature of local currencies, too. When they're first starting up, there are only a certain number of places that businesses can circulate them. So it's very common for business to limit their acceptance to maybe 10, 20%. And that's fine because as the system grows and as the diversity of the network expands, they find that there are more places to use them. They can up their percentage that they accept.
I mean, I was thinking about certain companies and businesses in town, and I know people who call all the time who run their businesses. I'd be curious if you'd be interested in thinking about these B-notes and how they work. We talked about recently we had the folks from Darker Than Blue on, which is a great place to eat, right on Greenmount Avenue, and things like that. So join us here, 410-319-8888. Let me see the name of the guy who's on line one, and I'll get him on the air because there's no name there. 410-319-8888, so I get his name, or whoever's on the next line, I will bring them on the air, 410-319-8888. And the other thing I heard was that some people would complain, but say that it feels like it's something that's limited to neighborhoods like Hamden and mostly white areas of town, that it really has not expanded into the black community.
So we hear that fairly often. And we did start in Hamden. That was our first focus area. When we started to gather businesses, we found that it had a lot of the conditions that are conducive to the strong adoption of local currency. It's fairly geographically isolated, a lot of small businesses, community spirit, all that. But we quickly found, even before we launched in April, that there were a number of businesses across the city that were very excited to be able to accept B-notes. And we've been focusing lately in Station North. We've gotten a lot of the little businesses along North Avenue. We're partnering with a program called CEASE in Southwest Baltimore. It's a smoking cessation program, and they're looking to give some of their incentives in B-notes, so we might have a presence in Southwest Baltimore pretty soon.
Folks, join it. 410-319-8888. Could there be B-notes in your future? Does it make sense to kind of develop a local currency, keeping money in local businesses, flowing through local businesses, going back and forth in terms of where you buy your goods for your businesses between the people who buy the services in your company? 410-319-8888. And Jay, you're on the air.
It sounds like this could be a great program. My question is, what kind of marketing strategy is going to be put together so consumers can know that this program is available and that most small businesses can know that this is a program they should buy into?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jay. Thank you. And it's going to be really a combination. We've got a hardcore group of volunteers that is administering the B-Note system right now. We've got a lot of information up on our website that people can go to baltimoregreencurrency.org and get the basics behind the system, learn about other local currency systems. But it's also going to be the people of this city that get out there and get B-Notes in their wallet, take them everywhere they go, talk to their friends, tell them what that's about. Talk to business owners where you want to use them. Tell them why it's important for them to localize their economy and how it's going to benefit them in the long run.
Did that answer your question, Jay?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thanks for taking my call. Okay.
Thank you for calling. 410-319-8888. Come back to the phones here in a minute as we explore B-Notes. We explore this new Baltimore green currency. I want to hear your thoughts about your own businesses, whether you'd consider this. Is it something that makes some sense to you as a business person in this town, and how would you make it work? And if perhaps you use B-Notes now. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you're using the B-Notes now and where you use them and your experiences using these B-Notes. 410-319-8888. Jeff Dickin is Executive Director of the Baltimore Green Currency Association. Sherry Reitzig works with Baltimore Green Currency Association. And this is one of our Urbanite Radio stories here, doing this first part of the Mark Steiner Show. 410-319-8888. So when you think about these, I'm looking at the businesses that are part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have everything from restaurants to one place where you can get a drink to places where you can buy clothes, music stores. So what would be the plan to expand it out to places to sell food?
Mm-hmm.
How possible is that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, one of the things that we've been focused on from the very start, even before we launched, was getting the necessities of daily life incorporated into the B-Note network. So we wanted, you know, as many cafes, as many restaurants, as many hair salons, as many hardware stores as we could possibly get. And beyond that, yeah, we do want the food providers. We want to extend this back to the farms, both the urban farms that are developing. There are such exciting projects going on. There's the Duncan Street Miracle Garden. There's the Boone Street farm that's been going on just in the last year that are starting to produce a significant amount of food right here in the city. And this is where it gets interesting, because the B-Note is really the underpinning of a lot of different sustainability efforts that lead to great resilience in the city. Food resilience, energy resilience. You know, oil is only going to get more expensive, and there's only so much stuff that we can bring in from overseas and from across the country. I mean, this is the end game for oil, and we need to start making our systems in the city more resilient starting right now, and that includes urban farms.
Let's come back, which will be a subject in the next week on this show, as we talk about a great deal. 410-319-8888 is the number here. As we look at B-Notes, Baltimore's new green currency. Norman, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a question.
Sure.
A lot of times, you know, you guys are talking about, you know, keeping the money in the community and these kinds of things and how the money goes out. My understanding is that when I purchase something, let's say at Walmart, so much percentage of the money that I spend is going offshore. Okay, what if in my community, these community people are buying these same materials with regular money and bringing them into their stores, and then I come in and I buy with B-Notes? I don't see a difference, because they're still buying the same materials that are coming from big box, you know, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting their materials from them. They're buying this stuff, and then they're selling it to us with the B-Note. I don't get the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
My money's still going offshore.
That's a fair point.
Can you explain to me how the B-Notes is helping something or changing anything? I mean, if I buy from my local, you know, community person, that money stays in their pocket because they produced it here. That makes sense. But if I buy a product, let's say from a hair producer or a hair salon or food producer who's buying all this stuff in big box, I don't see how there could be no selfish.
Yeah, and so part of this effort is to get local merchants to see where they are buying things from out of state and out of the country that they could get, first of all, could get here in Baltimore, and look for a local provider of those things. And beyond that, to fill in these gaps in the supply chain where things can only be gotten from out of state but could be produced right here in Baltimore, creating jobs and an entire business or sector right here in the city. These are the things that we need to develop and find out what are the needs of businesses that could be met by the residents of Baltimore City and keep the money local in that way. We need to localize absolutely as much as we possibly can, even the things that aren't currently being produced.
I guess probably what normally say, you have a hardware store and you're buying something with B-notes, mm-hmm. I mean, and they're going to buy...
Obviously, there's a limit.
...tools and equipment. They're going to have to buy those from somewhere else. They're not going to be coming, they're not going to buy them from here.
That's right. Well, until recently, we had Black & Decker right in our backyard. I mean, there's no reason these things could not be produced right here in Baltimore.
So, I mean, what are some of the business reactions to it? I said earlier, alluded to the that some businesses are saying they can't really use the B-notes to kind of move their company ahead. How's that progressing?
There's been a real range of reactions. I mean, some of the businesses get it right away. They get the community support. They get the localization aspect. They're all about accepting B-notes and using them and finding local suppliers. Some of them are a little skeptical. They think, well, I can't pay my rent with that.
Right.
And that's where it goes ultimately. We get landlords that are accepting maybe 5% payment in B-notes. We'd love to have the city accept them for, say, business license fees or parking tickets. You know, that would be huge. And that's a way, you know, the city already spends a lot of money in community programs. You know, if the city would encourage this kind of wealth amplification effect within the city, we wouldn't be arguing about whether we have to close down recreation centers. We'd be arguing about should we double the number of recreation centers in the city. I mean, this is huge. This could create hundreds of millions of dollars of benefit for the city. And if the politicians would get on board and support local currency, these are things that are reality. This is money that we can have right here in the city for our own benefit, for our communities.
What's been the reaction to people in political office that you've talked to?
It's very interesting. We had the mayor's gathering here a few months back. Remember that, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
We had the mayors here from across the country.
The mayor's conference.
Right. And we had an opportunity there to talk to a number of mayors. We made it our point to go to some of the functions. And so we talked to a lot of mayors from across the country and showed them the currency and talked about what we were doing. And some of them were interested. Some of them had something going on in their cities. As far as locally, we had a chance to be with she wasn't the mayor yet, but before the election, we talked to Stephanie, and she was fascinated by it and interested in it. We even held up a little picture, and we took a little picture of her with the B notes. And so we would love to get back to them, but it's like what Jeff was just saying. You know, this is going to take a little time. This is going to take building up. I loved your first guest who called in and said, how are you going to do the PR on this? How are you going to get the word out? Because that's really where we're at. You know, we want to get the word out to as many people as possible. You know, buy them. Even if a business near you doesn't use them, you can still go in there with your B-notes and say, hey, listen, I want to spend my B-notes. And if you go in there enough times and you get your friends to go in, they're going to be calling us.
That's right. It's like they say, you know, politicians often like to get in front of a parade that's already in motion. And so, you know, here we are. We've put the parade in motion. We've got over 130 businesses accepting these things, 20,000 in circulation and growing every week. And the politicians need to step up and say, hey, wait a minute, what is this local currency that's going on? Oh, this is really good for the city. And beyond that, yeah, everybody needs to go out and get B-notes and carry them around in their wallet, in their purse, and go into, as Jerry said, all the stores they patronize, let them know that they would like to spend B-notes there.
So how are you getting people to do this? I mean, where are you going to talk to people about using in their businesses? And how are you getting folks to buy into this notion, no pun intended?
We've done a lot of canvassing. We started canvassing about 16 months ago. At the end of the summer last year, we started just going up and down to businesses, explaining what it was, explaining that it was coming in April. And we got, you know, by the time we were launched in April, we had 55 businesses that were already pledging to accept B-notes. And now there's over 130. It's grown quite quickly.
So, and again, I mean, the idea of kind of being able to stretch this, move this out so that people across the city could use this, because there are a lot of locally owned businesses. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, in the in this city, there are actually locally owned more African-American owned businesses than not. I mean, there's a world out there that that might take this and have to, how you, I'm just curious what your thoughts are, how you spread it out.
Yeah, the greatest number of African-American owned businesses that are accepting B-notes, I think, right now, Hamilton, Lauraville, mostly in Station North, in Remington as well. Terra Cafe is a good example.
Terra Cafe, I know it, yeah.
Terrence is very much behind the B-note.
I'm sorry, I thought you were in the middle
of
the
same thing.
410-319-8888. Listen to one of our great urbanite radio stories. This is about the B-notes, a new currency in the city of Baltimore. Many communities around the country are attempting to create local currencies that are money spent in the community through businesses, and the money stays in the community, circulates through us. And in Baltimore, it's called B-notes. Jeff Ticken, the executive director, Jerry Reitzik, works for them. And right now we have two denominations. There's a $1 bill with Frederick Douglass on the front. And is this Edgar?
That's him.
It's Edgar Allan Poe on the $5. 410-319-8888. Come to these calls in just a minute. Because I love the idea. And the idea is kind of from the bottom up, how you do things. I wonder how many places – I keep thinking about food because food is so basic. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't – oh, well, let's see. I don't know who this guy is coming on our show soon as a guest. We'll see what Dave has to say. 410-319-8888 is the number here. But how many businesses in terms of like grocery stores can you use? Could Giant? That's not locally owned anymore. So they
not
wouldn't
really.
Do it, right?
Not really.
Santoni's maybe is the only a locally owned.
Santoni's, absolutely. And there are a bunch of little community grocery stores, you know, out Bel Air Road, you know, down in Southwest Baltimore, for instance. I mean, there are a bunch of little ones that could potentially take B-notes. And, you know, those are the ones we need to get on board first, is the little community-operated corner stores that sell fresh produce, or the small, you know, supermarkets that are right there in people's neighborhoods.
Let's go back to the phones here, 410-319-8888. Is Davon ready? Can we put him on? Davon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. I just had a question. I don't know if it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a geeky question or not, but I'm wondering, how do you determine how many B notes to print out? You know, because I know, you know, if you think about like printing out, you know, American money, you know, the Treasury can't print too much money, or it causes a whole lot of inflation. So how do you determine how much of the B note to print out so you don't dilute its value?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. So I wish we had that problem at this point, that there were so many B notes out there that we had to worry about how many were in circulation. At this point, we've printed 110,000 B notes, so $100,000 worth. We've got 20,000 B notes out there. And you have to keep in mind that the, you know, total economic activity in a city like Baltimore runs into the billions. So, you know, as much as we would like to have a substantial impact this year or next year, you know, it is going to take a number of years for us to reach a scale where we really have to think about, you know, the number of B notes that are out there and what they're doing. But yeah, that's something we are keeping in mind, is we want to, we originally had, I think about 50 businesses getting close to launch, and we were trying to figure out how many to print. And we decided to keep it to maybe 1% of the total revenue of all the businesses that were involved. And then we quickly realized as we got past launch that we had printed 110,000. It was far less than even 1% of the total revenue of all the businesses that were participating. So, yeah, this is something that we're thinking of. And when it gets to the point that it gets to be significant, we're going to have to take that into consideration and ensure that there is not a flood of B-notes. And to our, you know, to our benefit, there, the number of B notes that businesses are taking in has been relatively small to this point. So they haven't been swamped with them, which is great, because they can take the time to figure out where they can use them and help to solidify the system first.
Well, I mean, I just thought about, what about the Orioles? What about the Ravens? What about the vendors?
Absolutely. We'd love to see a B note night at, right? at Memorial
Angelo's,
Stadium. Angelo,
he's a local boy, owns the Orioles. What about him?
That's right.
Yeah.
So B note night at Camden Yards. That's a possibility. We'd love to see that.
There's a lot of business on here. I haven't seen them. I'm shocked that there aren't here that I think would have thought would be ready to leap onto onto this thing. Places like, I don't know, like Red Emmas or other groups like that.
Yeah, some of the collectives, you know, it takes a little while because they have to go back to the collective and make a group decision that they're actually going to take it, how they're going to use it once it gets there. So, you know, it gets a little little more complicated when you're dealing with a large group making decisions like that. But, yeah, they're solidly behind the idea, and I'm sure that eventually they will take it there.
Your public radio station should take it.
That would be great. You could take it for donations.
Take it for donations. Circulate them out.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, there's a dozen ways you can see. I can see this going on. Local colleges that charge admissions to sports games. Maybe they could start taking B notes, and then maybe the bar down the street where the kids drink could take the B notes.
Yeah, and that's a good point because it's much more than just storefront businesses. I mean, this is something that's for every transaction in Baltimore that doesn't require a dollar. You can pay your babysitter in B notes. You can take them to yard sales and use them at yard sales for personal debts. You know, this is for everything in our communities. You know, people don't have to be told how to use money. It has value. They know how to use it. And honestly, you know, this takes money back to its original purpose, which is simply to facilitate transactions. You know, it's not for accumulation. It's not for speculation. It gets things done in people's communities.
Well, we'll keep a track on this. Have to do a little bit more on B-Notes, see where it goes. And this is exciting. I'm Jeff Dickens. It's good to have you here, Executive Director of the Baltimore Green Currency Association.
Thanks.
My friend Jerry Reitzik.
Can we give up the why don't you give out the
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to BaltimoreGreenCurrency.org to find out more. And through our contact page, you can also sign up for our mailing list.
That's it. I want to remind you as we go out of here, don't go away because the Mark Center Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily content on art, culture, food design, style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at UrbaniteBaltimore.com. And this has been one of our Urbanite Radio stories. All the information on B-Notes. Maybe your business is interested. You want to push it in your neighborhood. Get in touch with them. Jeff Dickens, Jerry Reitzik in the studio. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Touré and his book, which is really taking the country by storm, Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness? What It Means to Be Black Now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.